This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
We're here to talk about art
and trams.
Together?
Yes.
The only time...
Together.
Last time I did art on a tram, I think I was arrested. Oh, that's called graffiti, isn't it? That's why there's a difference. We're not talking about graffiti. So if we all remember, from 1978 to 1993, Transporting Act saw local Melbourne beloved W-class trams with designs as distinctive as the city itself. Then the Melbourne Festival reignited this spark back in 2013, and ever since, the Melbourne art trams have been a visible reminder of the creative energies that drive this town. This year, there are 7 new trams formation. Did you get what I wrote? Trams formation.
Did you invent that word?
Well, I don't know. I thought I was clever. have hit the tracks of Melbourne, imagined by Victorian artists, and we're lucky enough to have tram number ID 5106, Mr. Troy Innocent, here today. How are you going?
Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning.
So, look, you've got one of the trams coming up, going down Bourke Street. We see it going down. What's the inspiration? Like, where did you get the inspiration to...
Yeah, sure. So last year I've been on a Melbourne Knowledge Fellowship researching playable cities. And I've been really, really interested in play in cities for a long time. So the concept with this particular tram is to take something that we see as kind of functional and everyday, such as, you know, public transport infrastructure, and turn it into something playful, something that is literally playable. So in this case, it's a, you know, 32.5 metre long tram that becomes a musical score that you play.
Oh, so it's not just painting the tram.
That's right, yeah.
No. So this tram is the only one that has a little special feature. And do you want to tell us what the special feature is?
Sure. So this tram is a musical score that is playable via augmented reality. So there's an app that you download. You hold your camera up to the tram, and as it passes by, it's essentially playing music. So it kind of generates a musical score as it goes by. And the name of the app is Accelerando, because the speed of the tram, you know, it's accelerating, stationary, moving quickly, or whatever, changes the way that the sound works.
So the music will change depending on the speed of the tram, whether it's at a stop. Oh, so it's going to be fully interactive. This is fantastic.
That's right. Yeah.
But if you don't download the app, you'll just hear ding ding and ordinary tram.
You'll just get a nice video of a tram.
Well, which is true. So if you actually go to the www.festival.melbourne2018, and on there you'll have the 7 tram artists on there. And I noticed under yours is actually a link to actually go to get the app.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so if you go to the festival.melbourne, you'll be able to find it. But even better, because when you go in there, you find all the different trams. Let's just... there we go. So here we go. We've got Mr. Troy Innocent tram here, and it's number 5106. If you go to your tram tracker, like your PTV app...
Yeah, which I use.
...and you put the tram number ID in it, it'll tell you what line and where that tram is.
So you can go and spot it.
So they can get on the 7 of them.
If you don't have that app, the tram tracker one, how would we recognise your artwork, Troy?
So the art that I make is draws upon language of geometric abstraction, but also all of the kind of visual digital codes that you see around everywhere. You know, they're basically ubiquitous. You know, so essentially, describe it as a kind of mix of kind of abstract iconography with geometric patterns and colour. So it looks like a giant kind of machine code, because it is.
Right.
But it's also something that people can read as well. So it's in between art and code.
So we've just got to go and get Accelerando, the app.
Well, I can tell you it was pretty coloured triangles.
Exactly.
It was very nice. Can I say it as
nice
stupid
summary.
As that? But I understand that with code. But when I saw it, I thought it was gorgeous. There's these little triangles and different colours in it, and we'd buy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Orange, blue and green triangles is a good description.
How's it feel when you're actually out in the street and you see it go by, your tram?
I haven't actually seen it on the street yet. It launched from the depot on Monday.
Yeah.
So the first time we walked in, it was just kind of walking along. Like, you know, 32.5 metres, that's a really long tram. So it's just, wow, this is huge. huge. You know, you're used to seeing this tiny little graphic on your laptop, and then suddenly here it is, right in front of you.
Did you actually get out there and paint it yourself with your overalls? You know, like, I mean, it sounds like a big job. It would have taken weeks. Yeah.
No. That, the professionals did that. Oh, job. Yes.
And have you got a T-shirt made? And you're going to like? I want to know you're wearing the tram, and it says, "I painted this, bitches." Do you know what I mean? I'll be standing at the door with a tin. You know,
we need to talk after this interview. I need to get you working on my marketing.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Just don't get involved with the Victorian government. You know, they're going to give you nothing.
Do we know how many trams have been painted?
There are seven transformations happening on the trams.
Yeah. I love that, transformations.
Yeah, well, they transformed the tram. Some of them are very good. There's like cartoony ones. Some look like old ladies sitting on a tram. So I think they got the inspiration when they saw you and your friends going to the gym on the tram.
Right.
Yeah, Warren. Oh, look at all those old ladies. We could paint that on a tram. Yeah.
So is yours the only interactive one, Troy, with the app?
Yes, that's right. When the public call for kind of projects came up, I was actually in Barcelona doing a residency at this experimental architecture studio. So looking at all these different ways that urban infrastructure can be transformed. And in my case, I was really interested in how urban infrastructure could be made poetic in some way. So I thought, let's take a musical score, cover the entire surface of a tram with it, and then make it playable via an app.
And I think they should. We should be able to play with all our organs on the tram. Guitar, organ. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're playing with, as long as it's an instrument. Yeah.
Well, it is on Route 96. And there's often spontaneous parties on that tram. See,
I didn't know that. I just went for your tram ID number so I could follow it. So it stays on Route
96.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So it's tram number 5106. We need to download the Tram Tracker app to see where the tram is, so we can find out where it is at any point in time by entering the ID 5106 into that. And we also need to download an app called Accelerando.
Correct. And if you go to the www.festival.melbourne2018, you'll find it on there, as well as all the wonderful things that are happening in Melbourne. God, we live in a good city.
Yeah, exactly. I went to Lexicon last night. Amazing circus. It's part of the festival.
Yes. Yeah. I actually was having a look at that. That looks fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I will make sure we don't put any graffiti on your tram. I'll be sticking no chewing gum under the seat. You know, I'm worried about what this app's associated with.
You should definitely play it.
Yeah, we will be.
Thanks, Troy.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.